latest in the continuing story on the Department of Revenue and the concealed carry permits. After the House and Senate now have agreed, the Senate's actually signed off on a budget that only funds the licensing portion of DOR for 8 months, effective July 1st, to which the governor's now said he may have to start laying off people in that department.
Well, I think that's truly unfair to lay off these good people. All he has to do is quit scanning documents that they do not need to issue a driver's license. And so it's just ridiculous. And here he's going to lay these people off, and they're minus a job. There's going to be waiting lines and license bureaus and et cetera like that, and disrupt the whole system. And all he has to do is quit. And if he quits, then the funding will be restored for the entire Department of Revenue License Bureau part of it. So I think it's very unfair, very short-sighted of the governor to do this to these employees and to the citizens of Missouri.
When you see what has happened in terms of what the Senate and now the House both, through conference committee and now through both chambers, passing the fiscal 2014 budget, it seems the Department of Revenue still doesn't seem to mind made any difference in terms of, again, as you say, just ending the process.
No, and you mentioned Department of Revenue doesn't care. Actually, I think it's the governor who's in charge here, and all he has to do is order them to stop scanning documents they do not need. As simple as that. And then the budget gets restored, everything goes on. I just don't understand why the governor is being so insistent on continuing this program.
Do you think there's more? We've seen the letter from the Department of Homeland Security, and we've seen other letters to other states saying the same thing. Do you think that there's maybe more to this and anybody seems to at least want to confess to?
There must be somewhere, and the Senate committee has vowed to continue to dig into this and uncover whatever they can to see what the real motivation for this is. And I think that's going to continue, and it would just be so simple for the governor of the department to come clean and say, what's your motivation? I've stopped it now. Sorry I did it, or I did it under such and such, but I have stopped it now, and all he's got to do is just stop.
House Speaker this week named a committee to look further into this. Do you anticipate perhaps the Senate may either join that effort or start one of its own?
I would like to see a joint effort of both. I don't want to see the expense of having two different committees, and maybe they can come up with different results done that way, but taxpayer money, and I'd like to just have one committee, a combination of the House and the Senate. But if that isn't worked out, then we have to do what we have to do to uncover what's happened and where this is all going.